USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In October of 2016, Senator John McCain had these words of tribute to his friend and former senator and outgoing VP at the time, Joe Biden.
On behalf of the country and the Senate, thank you for your lifetime service to America. Thank you for your example of how to represent your constituents with honor and humility, and how to remain the same good guy that you were when you first got here.
Now, shortly at a North Phoenix, Arizona church, it will be Joe Biden who will be delivering a eulogy at a memorial service for John McCain, who passed away on Saturday. The nation's unemployment lines a little bit longer last week than the week before. 213,000 Americans filing first-time claims, about 3,000 more than the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
The transition from a busy summer break to school year, it can be so stressful. We should start on tips to make it easier.
It's not too late to plan a quick family getaway. It's probably not something you're thinking of right now. Everyone's in a rush to get ready for school, but you know, vacationing together is a great way to de-stress. It's a great way to build family bonds. You don't have to spend a lot of money. I love Booking.com because you have access to 160 million verified online reviews from people who actually use this site.
Snacks and things, important for not just trips, but also for the lunch boxes. Do you have any good ideas for that, that parents can prepare to kind of keep them full and healthy ones at that to keep the energy level up?
I like to keep in my pantry Nature Valley biscuit sandwiches because they have 100% whole grains. They have a peanut butter, they have peanut butter as well, but they have an almond butter filling, and it's really tasty. That's a great protein source. You can get more information at betterstuffforlife.com.
The Archbishop, who says Pope Francis should resign, claims corruption reaches to the highest levels of the Catholic Church. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano saying he can compare church cover-ups of sexually abusive leaders to what he called the conspiracy of silence in the mafia. The Republican nominee for Florida governor is defending himself against accusations that he was making a racist comment when he said this following his primary victory on Tuesday.
The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda.
That's current Congressman Ron DeSantis, who made that remark in connection with his opponent in November, Andrew Gillum. Last night, DeSantis explained,
I believe people should be judged based on their ability and character regardless of race, but it's because of that that I know that socialism won't work in Florida. It's not good for any race, color, or creed. So this is not about race.
He spoke on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Amazon claims Bernie Sanders is making misleading statements about what it pays employees at its many fulfillment centers. The Vermont senator has been calling out Amazon for economic disparity between its employees and CEO Jeff Bezos, the world's richest person. Amazon defending its pay practices, saying the average full-time worker at a fulfillment center gets more than $18 an hour and benefits. Why is every cell in every Pennsylvania prison now on lockdown? USA's Wendy King has the answers.
Staff members were sickened by unknown substances.
Inmates will be in their cells 24/7. They will be fed in their cells. They'll receive any medical care that they need at their cells.
Amy Warden, Department of Corrections. There's a similar situation in an Ohio prison. The drug fentanyl is suspected. And in Arkansas, two inmates were found dead at one of the state's most secure prisons. That brings the number of Arkansas prisoners dying this week from tainted illicit drugs to five.
And PETA now wants to erect a 5-foot granite memorial on the site of a truck crash in Brunswick, Maine that killed 4,500 lobsters last week. It's asking the State Highway Department to let it put up the memorial that would say, in memory of the lobsters who suffered and died at this spot in August of 2018, try vegan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.